fly with me, let's fly up to the satyr's
feet. Look out, the satyr's back.
Ladies and gentlemen, a word from our captain.
Let's see, there's Big Fatty, there's Archer, there's Matt Burlingame.
Captain Scott, it's Father's Day, not Daddy's Day.
Oh.
Ladies and gentlemen, please unfasten your safety belts and release your chairs from their uptight position. You're about to take a trip to
Big Fatty.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
It's Father's Day, not Daddy's Day.
Oh.
So, well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 2968 of the BFO for right day, the 14th of June, 2019. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Big Fatty, the Grand Doctor just went off. Do we need to pause the little show? Hello, clownies, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope you're for right. It is going well. Y'all, you're clownies today. Big Fatty, don't tell them yet. Okay. I'll tell you. I will tell you during our Friday kerfuffle at the end of the little show. Oh, Big Fatty, there's the Grand Doctor again. I'll tell you at the end of the show why you're clownies. But y'all, let me go check this Grand Doctor notification. Yes, Big Fatty, there are a lot of hygienists that want to speak to you. Big Fatty, Big Vulgar. Let's do this.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Happy birthday. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, this weekend we have not one, but two, I say, chew. Celebrations of exiting the birth canal. And y'all, we've got three important days of celebrations all weekend long. We'll just do them real quick. Y'all, today it is Flag Day. Oh, Big Fatty, you know Casey in Denver will be doing some flagging. He certainly will. He's a flagger from way back. Yes, Big Fatty. And Big Fatty, what color will he be flagging? I think he'll be flagging enormous penis. y'all, and then on Saturday, y'all, it is one of Big Fatty's most important days. Y'all, it is World Gin Day. Big Fatty, celebrate with a pine tree. It's true, or as the old gal says, cologne. Yes, Big Fatty. And then on Sunday, it is Father's Day. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, I've offered before, if your father isn't around, or if you're not, don't have a good relationship with your father or whatever, Big Fatty will be your father. Big Fatty, Daddy. But y'all, the birthdays that we have this weekend are both on Father's Day on Sunday. Y'all, the first, y'all, he used to be one of the co-hosts of the It's All About Meh, a little show from what was that town that they, not Toontown, it was Squarestown or Squaresville or Big Fatty. That sounds like H.R. Puffin stuff. Well, it's kind of. But y'all, it's that Ed Candelabra. Oh, Big Fatty, we met Ed Candelabra. It's true. We met Ed Candelabra and Mark out there in the Lost Wages years ago. And y'all, also on Sunday, y'all, I think she's been to every Pride 48 Expo that we've had. And Big Fatty, someone just is on the Grand Doctor again. It's true. Y'all, last year in Knowledge, y'all, she was Phyllis Della. Big Fatty, I know who it is. It's true. Y'all, she's on the Greetings from Nowhere and the Brain Dead Little Show. Y'all, it's none other than that zombie girl TJ. Oh, Big Fatty, we love zombie girl TJ. So, y'all, if you see Ed Candelabra or Zombie Girl TJ on the 20th or the face face, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope everybody gets a big old piece of cake. It's true. We do love the happy music. Well, y'all, not much to report on my day yesterday, because y'all, it was raining most of the day, and so did not do any nipple walks on hump day. But you know, I did walk through the Von Z's, so I did get a few little steps in. Yes, Big Fatty. And anyway, but. Then on hump day night, y'all, I had such a big lunch, I didn't really eat any supper. I had a little bit of some of that rotisserie chicken that I had gotten at the Sam's Club early. Oh, Big Fatty, the Grand Doctor's going off again. And y'all, I don't know what it is. When is the damn full moon? Oh, it's on Monday. Well, that explains things. Yes, Big Fatty. Big Fatty, you cannot do two things at one time. No, let's just see what they're. What are your plans for the weekend? None at the moment. None at the moment. So there we have it. Okay. Yo, this is a friend of mine that, anyway, we're just having a little conversation. It's not really setting up an appointment. So there you have it. Yes, Big Fatty. And I think we're just going to just see you. So here we go. Okay, Big Fatty, you sounded like Aunt Clara again. Well, anyway, hump day night, y'all, what did I do? All I did was watch the TV. Oh, Big Fatty, watch the TV machine. The pressure lock was on again. Y'all, it was. Oh, Big Fatty, there it is. Anyway, y'all, it's just, yeah, it's too much. It's just too much. Watch the pressure luck, y'all. It was a good show. Good show again, y'all. I've gotten where I like this lady that's the host. Still don't remember her name, and y'all, then they had the premiere of the Cod Shocks, and Joel McHale. Something like that. He's kind of a straight-faced Big Fatty guy. And Big Fatty, there's somebody at the door. I wonder who is at the door. Let's just see. Y'all, we've got the cameras. We're just looking to see what the cameras are going to show us here. Anyway, I didn't hear the doorbell ring, though. Big Fatty, we didn't hear it either. But y'all, let's just see who it was that came to the door. Yes, Big Fatty, it'd be lovely. Here we go. We're just checking it out right now. It's not anybody. Y'all, I've got these wasps that keep flying up at my camera, and the camera thinks it's people. Big Fatty, those are big people. And y'all, I need to spray some more bug spray out there to get rid of them. Y'all, they had a gay boy on there on the Cod Shocks, and y'all, he was all about fondling the male model on there, and y'all, the male model was quite the looker, and y'all, but the boy won like $180,000, Big Fatty, and y'all, then we had watched the match game, y'all, but they played two games on the. On the Cod Shocks, and y'all, the second one, the guy, I don't remember what his name was, but y'all, he reminded me of the guy that was on the Big Brother last year that fell in love with the girl and went and he got thrown out. And he's like, I don't remember. He's kind of a nickname like Dizzy D or something like that, or whatever his name was on the Big Brother last year. But y'all, he reminded me of that guy. He just the looks were uncanny. And then the Watch the Match game and stayed up and watched a little bit of that Stephen Colbert. Y'all slept like a baby. Y'all didn't get out of the bed till 9:30. I've changed the locks here at the villa, and Whitman Tinka can't get in. But after that, y'all, I got up on Thursday morning, and y'all, I had my coffee and had a little something to go with that. Y'all, I cooked a couple of pieces of that black pepper Bayfran that I bought on Wednesday. Y'all, it's quite good. Then I chopped up my onion and mushrooms and added that ground beef I cooked the other day and the crushed tomatoes. And y'all, I've got me some Italian Mussolini spaghetti to have for the weekend. The only other thing I've done is talk on the Grand Doctor to everyone. Yes, Big Freddy!
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Freddy. Oh, he is fat as sin. And oh, you still talk to him. And I don't know why. But you're hamming it up with Big Freddy.
Big Fatties, this is Scotty Rossi Butler coming to you from the streets, the dark, cold, wintry streets of Brisbane. Listen, cue the music, hey?
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off the best fiber?
It's time for Ask Big Fatty.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty. And y'all, our Ask Big Fatty question comes to us from the cold, wintry future down there in the Australia. It's from Scotty, the little Aussie battler. And Scotty, what you got?
So, my question is, do you know if Kathy Bacon is still alive? Like, seriously, have not heard from her in, I was going to say weeks, but days, probably even hours upon days. So is she alive? And question number two, are you hearing from her? And question number three, now she's an empty nester, I guess she's just getting her brains bonked out. So rude. This is Scotty. Bye.
Yeah, I gotta say, Big Fatty, he's vulgar. It's true, but Scotty, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from the future, and these are excellent questions. And I can say with some certainty that Miss Bacon is indeed alive. Y'all, she just sent me a card that I'm supposed to open during my little show during the Pride 48 event next weekend, a week from today, in fact. She's alive, and she's not an empty nester yet. Bacon Bits doesn't move out till the weekend, and I will not comment about Big Fatty. You do not become as vulgar, or well, never mind, you're already as vulgar as him. Yes, Big Fatty.
Big Fatty, it's me, Larry Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
In not my jalopy, but H-loppy, and I on my way to see Miss Dolly. I am by myself, don't worry. I'm not admitting to anyone else that I know you. I'm in the rental jalopy because mine is having its flux capacitor polished and rebuilt and whatever, and so they finally apologized, and so I'm in the Jeep. I feel very butch. Doesn't take much now. But anyway, thought of you because you're at the Hara, but more so, I've just passed the Green River Gorge. So, of course, I immediately thought of the fat person because, it's pretty obvious. Gorge. So, that's all I got. You're fat, and I'm sure that there will be some sort of Hara event this weekend. Oh, that was not me. That was not me. That was the truck beside me running off the road. Enjoy being fat.
Yeah, I guess y'all, that of course is old Veda, and Veda, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you, and you are correct. The reason that you think of the fat one when you see the Green River Gorge is because, it's not really me. It's more like anyone who has had their appendix taken out, because that's what your butt becomes, and that becomes your new stripper name. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Green River Gorge. So y'all, here's the kerfuffle today, and this is why you're clowns today. Y'all, you've heard me talk about my friend the Nip that lives out in the Laguna Beach out there in the California, eh? He sent me a testimonium this morning. It says, okay, so I got a funny story for you. One of the guys who reports to me at work is a Hispanic guy who always asks me what words mean when I use a word or phrase that he doesn't understand. Sometimes it's a legitimate word, and sometimes it's me using some southern slang. Well, the other day I said someone was too highfalutin, and he asked me what falutin meant, and I said, well, just go Google it and see what it says. Well, he came back to me later and said it has something to do with Big Fatty Online. he asked me if I knew Big Fatty, and he said he still wasn't sure what falutin meant because the Big Fatty website was way too confusing, but he thinks Big Fatty is a clown. Well, I almost laughed myself into a seizure. I had no idea that Googling falutin would take him to the BFO website. Anyway, it's just hilarious to me that I can tell someone in California to Google a word that I've been using my whole life, and they come back and say, oh, it's used by a guy named Big Fatty, who's a clown. Oh, dear gosh, y'all, speaking of highfalutin, y'all, Thursday night, Big Fatty was doing something highfalutin. I'll tell you about it. Maybe if you're nice. Come Monday, y'all, be a clown. Just, I am thrilled to think somebody thinks I'm a clown. Big Fatty, we all think you're crazy as hell. Well, that too. Remember, State of the Station on Sunday night, 8 p.m. over there at Pride 48. It's our last State of the Station before the June event. And just out of curiosity, Cindy, what do you think Captain Scott's going to be doing on Sunday?
It's Father's Day, not Daddy's Day.
Oh, he'll probably be doing a Marine while wearing red clown shoes.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.